I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. America's largest grocery store chain says it will remove free publication racks from its stores beginning this month. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, alt-weekly newspapers are hitting back.
The Kroger Company owns a lot of grocery stores in our region. They include Fred Meyer's, Smith's, and King Soopers. So when Kroger's announced it was removing free alt-weeklies from its stores beginning this month, publishers were frustrated.
These are some of our largest distribution sites.
That's John Weiss. He founded the alt-weekly Colorado Springs Independent. He's helping launch a nationwide campaign urging readers to call Kroger's customer service helpline and protest. A Kroger spokesperson says it's removing free publication racks because more customers are getting their news digitally nowadays. But Weiss argues the number of customers grabbing a free copy of his kind of newspaper are increasing as mainstream dailies collapse all around the country. Weiss says Kroger plans to remove all of its free publication racks by October 1st. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And just a note, 91.5 KRCC is an occasional partner with the Colorado Springs Independent. Prosecutors are laying out their case against a teenager charged in a school shooting in suburban Denver that killed one of his classmates. Devin Erickson appeared in court yesterday for what's expected to be a three-day preliminary hearing into his role in the May 7th shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. The hearing will determine if there is enough evidence for the 19-year-old to stand trial. He has not yet entered a guilty plea. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.